Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is our Monday program, December 13th, 2010. So, boy, what can we do today, Carrie? You out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here. I'm just getting my fast chat up, and, well, let's see. Let's start with... Do you want to do a few little clearings first, maybe, since we've all had a weekend and we're back at work and all of that?
Sure. So let's do a, I always do emotional stuff. Let me think what else we could do here. Let's do anxiety. People may have been shopping, you know, for the holidays here.
Yeah, good idea.
They have anxieties left over from the weekend. So here we go. So... this will be from Saturday, Sunday, and today for anxiety. I'll count to five to release that. So you must think of a situation that you encountered or that encountered you, and we'll release it here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's do one for... let's do one for sadness. Here we go. So if you had any sadness in you the last couple days, including today, or just maybe sadness at some point in your life, just think of one of those. Here we go. So make sure you think of it to release it, because the light shift will only release what you're thinking about. So that's what you want to have changed. This is the way healings work. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one to increase people's temperature, unless you're in a location where it's real hot and it's too hot for you. So normally we can maybe get your temperature bumped up a little bit here by running more energy. So here we go. So this is up to you. Here we go. We're going to do this now. So one, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. And then I'll energize the light beam. So scroll down on your monitor screen, maybe inch and a half, 2 inches, depending on how big your monitor is there. It's underneath the blinking flower. And we're going to bring in the non-gender light beams. We don't really bring in male or female. We're going to bring the non-gender in. So here they come. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So, you can enjoy that here. I'm seeing on the fast chat here, Chili is asking if she can have more than one clearing up while she's doing the alien death barcode. I would say I would not do that, because that's a pretty heavy clearing. And also, if you have done the alien death barcode, please do the pre-clearing that's with it, which you may not recognize. It's a little radio button there that you press on. So go back into it and do your alien stress death barcode. So that's the pre-clearing that comes with it, but it's not stated as that, on the opening page. So you want to do two clearings and take the same amount of death barcodes that you've done on the first one and then do the second. And naturally you can do that, on a different day, because it is kind of lengthy. So yes, do the stress one afterwards. It could be a week later even. So just wanted to comment on that so that you fully understand that there is two clearings that you're getting for the price of one. So, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so I'm just thinking if there's anybody on right now who's not familiar with your clearings and what a death bar code is, maybe you can just quickly describe what is a death bar code and why do we need it cleared?
Yeah, very good. So what happens is we have a natal chart, and the natal chart is telling us how the aliens are controlling us, whether it be an alien planet. A planet could be an alien life form. And we put a planet name to it. Could be a being that's an alien, could be a race, whatever it is, you're being controlled by your natal chart. And there's other influences there too, but just making it very simplistic here. That chart tells you what you're going to be doing throughout your whole life. Another way of saying it, this is showing you the mind control that the aliens have on you. That's right to the point. And naturally, they don't want you to live for a long time. So they feel after you, they put you through trauma so much that you need to leave here. And so in that, the chart, which may not be read by a lot of the readers, but in there and associated with you is when you're not going to be here, which means your body's going to die. So they put these barcodes on you to make sure that you do leave at a given time, just like you're born at a given time, okay? And the given time that you're born starts your death process. So the barcodes are put in place, and typically, each time you hit a barcode, you start losing some of your life force energy. So by the time you get the first barcode, you're probably down to maybe 20% to a third, and then the next one happens to come along after that, which could be within maybe a year to maybe 10 years. And then the third one hits, and by that time, you're so incapacitated typically, or tired of life, or in so much pain, that you choose to leave here. Now, you can override the barcode. People do that all the time. But you're losing your energy each time. So you can't override losing your energy. So naturally, you know, if you lost half of your energy and you're feeling a little bit old and you're only like, say, 45, 50 years of age and you wonder why, you know, you don't have the stamina like you used to have, that's because you already went through some barcodes. So when you clear the barcodes off of you, you normally regain much more of your energy back again, and you feel like it's worth living. Now, what happens is the invisible energetic body that's with you, that we'll call the mind of the body, which is your body's healer, okay? So think of it as like a little scientist that's inside of you, understanding, you know, what to do when a particular illness comes, a virus, you break a bone. It knows how to do all this work to fix you. So that's like your internal doctor. Well, when your internal doctor comes forth and it sees a death barcode, it goes, man, I'm giving up because this person, this body's going to be dead. Why should I attempt to heal it? So normally on the first barcode, and this is written on the text, on that page if you're interested in reading it, the death barcode, by the time you come to the first 10 years before the first one hits you, you start losing your energy and you lose your healing ability. And all of a sudden, the first one hits you, and, you know, you do lose a lot of energy, but that little healer was turned off. He goes, I'm not going to bother to heal this person because they're programmed to die. This is a barcode put on your body for death, not on your spirit, on your physical body. So most people have three death barcodes. Some people have had, maybe upwards to maybe six or seven, but initially do three. And if you, do more, nothing will hurt you. Each one takes, 2 hours to do. So there's three parts to each barcode clearing. And the price for this, for all of the barcodes, including the free emotional stress death barcode, is $150. And if you choose to do more than three, that's perfectly fine. Some people just want to do five or six. So it takes 1 hour to do a barcode, and then the next part of that clearing for that barcode is the emotional trauma. Remember, the trauma that you're experiencing is from your emotional body. Now, it would know that all of a sudden your physical body is dying, okay, or has died. And remember, you could have overrode death, but it now can look at that and say, man, this is sadness. You know, I'm going to start crying because I'm going to lose my body or have almost lost my body. So you may feel sadness because you are dealing at the energy point, the time of when that barcode is hitting you. So if you feel very funky, then you want to repeat that clearing. So that normally is a half an hour. And then after you do that and you feel fine, then continue on and do the spirit part of the clearing to bring your spirit in back into your body. So this is the way the clearing works. And like I said, if you do feel funky, emotional, you know, because you knew that you would have died sometime, and you might even know when that time is, if you're listening and you go, yeah, I had a car accident and I could have died, or I could have stepped off the curb and a car would have hit me, but I somehow was, pulled myself back. Well, that's a death barcode. And so this is why it's so important to get these things off of you, because the energy is still with you. It's still hanging over your head. And your body, since it went through that, the dark side took away your life force energy. So you want to get it back again. So this is why it's so important to have the alien death barcode. So you do get two special clearings for the death barcodes. One is the death barcode, and the other one is the stress barcode. So you want to get those off of you. And it's the same price, $150, for as many of these barcodes you have on you. So it's a wonderful clearing. It's good for yourself. If you're over 30, you probably already have a barcode or two. If by all means you're like maybe listening and you're, say, 50 to 60, you probably already have maybe a couple of them, you know. Especially your parents, they probably have them too, and you can do anybody you wish on it, but you have to be at your computer to do it, and you should do it all in one setting. So this is dedicated to your life, so you just need to take one day to sit down and typically do this, and that's the way it works, and it's going to take you typically, 6 hours minimum to do three of these. Everybody normally has three. I'd say 90% of the people have three. You could have a little bit less sometimes, but normally you're going to have three of these. And the rest of the people could have maybe up to, say, five or six possibly. But you can go back in if you wish after you do your initial three, and you can do a couple more if you wish. Just do number four, five, and six, and just see what happens. And ask your spirit how many you have. So that's the way it works. Then you're going to feel much, much younger and full of life and vitality after you do this. Almost everybody who's done it has felt that way. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and so just one thing that I would add is if you have a friend or a parent or anyone that you know that you care a lot about who's really sick, perhaps they have cancer or they recovering from something that they don't seem to be shaking off, you could buy this and do their death barcodes for them, and it would probably help them get through that event and not die. Would that be accurate, Ron?
Yeah, plus you already have it on them. So the fact that they have something wrong with them means that's a death barcode right there.
Right.
How long are they going to live? You know, let's say that you go to the doctor and they say, oh, you have this. Right away that puts you in the fear mode and your body shuts down. And then how far after that are you not or are they not going to be here? Because we're dealing with that fear, okay? And so the fear prevents you from healing too, so get that thing off of you. And so this is the way it works. Just get the clearing, and you can work with anybody on the planet here. Just put their name in, pay for the clearing, and do it for them. You don't have to talk them into it. A lot of people attempt that, say, oh, I heard about this great website, and I can do this and that, and the person goes, nope, I don't want that, And remember, the spirit is what's doing the healing with them. It's working through their spirit. So the mind, which is the darkness, is programmed, and it probably knows, the mind energy knows it's going to die. So it's going to say, no, I'm being controlled by the aliens, and I'm supposed to be out of here in a year. So don't ask them. Just do it. And this will give them like a new lease on life. Remember, the mind is the darkness. That's your control energy from the aliens. That's why we always go into the heart center. You're out of the timeline of the darkness, and you're in time. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm not sure if my fast chat is working. It's very, very quiet, and I don't. I keep hitting refresh. I just did a little test on there, so I'm not sure what's on there before that. So maybe we can move over to in a couple of weeks, January 1st. You have a three-hour session, and that's on a Saturday, bringing in the ascension energies for next year, for 2012. And so, do you want to talk a little bit about that? I can read a little from the thing that's going to be going out to everybody in an email, or do you want to just...
Yeah, I can talk about that. So, yeah, this will be, I think, our fourth year at bringing in the ascension energies. These are approximations that the Earth Spirit is planning, and I'll use the word hoping to do. Remember, everything's in the now, but this is what is, in a sense, on the plate for the Earth Spirit. So you're able to sense each energy for each month as they come in. Will it be the exact energy? It could be. Could it be different? Yes. Could it be sped up? Yes. But it's a good indication just to see what's happening. So a lot of people, what they'll do is pick, since they're doing 12 months, and it's a three-hour call, what they'll do is select maybe 12 different types of maybe affirmations of what they might like to manifest in their life, okay? And then you write those down on a piece of paper, and then as the energy comes in, you just see if those energies or the energy is with that, what you wrote down, because it may be completely different. You might have 12 listed there of what you believe is going to happen or what you'd like to have happen during the year. Maybe you only use one or two of them because the energy coming in would not be in sync, in resonance with what you have written down. But it's a good indication to see how the energy is going to feel. Plus, it's very enlightening to feel new energy. So this is new energy that's going to be brought to the planet. And so you're going to have a sample of that new energy. Like I said, since the light only works in the now, it may not be 100% correct, but that's what I'll bring in is the energies for each month as it's anticipated in this, present moment. But regardless, you're going to feel the energies of the ascension energies for the planet, and you can see how you're going to respond to it. A lot of people like to take notes, and they will actually write down what they felt. Then they can look at their notes throughout the year and just see how it relates to that situation of each month that goes by. So that's what you do, and it's a wonderful call. It's $20, and it's going to be on the 1st. I'm putting that together right now. We send out emails, so if you're not on the email list, just go on, and you can go to the website and type in your email, and you will get a confirmation that you want to be on it. Then we can put you on the email list. It's automatic. We'll be sending this out probably within a couple of days here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. One last quick little thing on the death barcodes. Amy is asking, well, Ma is saying that they really worked and saying, I felt no energy. Now I have lots. Thank you. So that's great. And then Amy is asking, are death barcodes a timeline to take us out of here?
Yeah, that's what they're for, yes. Uh-huh.
So are they an actual timeline? Are they related to a timeline?
Oh, it is a time. Yeah, everything that we live in probably is going to be on a timeline, but it's the way that you can get released from this Earth's timeline. That's the major timeline, okay? So it's the way to get you out of here. So it's not necessarily going sideways into a timeline, although you do go sideways to a timeline when you go to the other side. That's someplace, okay?
Right.
So you are taken off to another timeline when you die. So I could say that would be correct. That's where you see your parents. That's where you see the angels. That's where you see Jesus or whatever you believe in. That's on another alien timeline. And then you go into the cleaning out process where you have to have your spirit cleaned out of the emotions from this lifetime that you could call your past life review, and you're seeing everything that you did wrong in this lifetime so that now you're more traumatized, but your spirit knows that now it has to come back. Boy, I made all these mistakes, and I must come back to make amends. So then you do your situations, your contracts, spiritual contracts with your soul family, Then you choose the best of the worst parents, who are probably also in your soul family. And you then come back in to do another forced reincarnation. And you're fully charged up, and the dark side just waiting for you to have accidents and troubles and problems so they can live off your energy again. Then they have your whole lifetime to do that for you, and they're very happy. They're also doing the same thing on the timeline crashes that you can get rid of, because you're going there also living a life. So that's the way the dark side uses us. So we're much like, we're kind of like in an ant farm, you know, or like cattle here, and we're unconscious to what's around us, and we don't see them. And that's the problem that we're having, is that we don't understand too much about what's happening, but we are here having situations done to us against our free will and free choice, and we're unaware of these things. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Ma is asking, can we get some cordings removed from objects or places or people, fake stars, etc.?
Well, that's a mouthful there. I have a lot of those clearings on the website.
Yeah.
What I could do is I'll release you from the moon energy here.
Okay.
And see how that works. Here we go. So, I think we did this on the last BBS show too, so moon energy being released, and that'll be on this timeline. Remember, we're living in a timeline here where we are in the here and now, okay? So this is a timeline that we're living in, because you're not living in free will, free choice, you see, in source energy. You're living on a timeline. That's why I say the stars out there and everything around you may be a fabrication. So here we go. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now just see how your body is responding. And we got rid of some of those cordings that the moon did to you. Remember, the moon could also be alien races putting up a billboard that looks like a moon. But behind that billboard is what? Okay? So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm feeling this in the roof of my mouth and on my tongue. That's strange. Okay. What did I just see? Oh, Marie R. is asking, could we have a clearing for stress? It looks like she's been traveling this weekend.
Sure. Okay. So, here we go. We'll do a stress clearing. So go back to when you would like to go back to, so this weekend possibly. And so what I'll do is clear stress from Thursday on here. So here we go, stress from Thursday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear Friday. 1, well, that's rough. 2, I'm yawning. 3, that means I'm releasing a lot of energy here. 4 and 5, if you're yawning too, that's a good sign. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do Saturday. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Better do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do yesterday, which was Sunday. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, got in again, 4 and 5. There we go. And today, Monday, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see what that does for you here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So everybody that's on the 8-hour intensive this month, Ron wants to, an email from everybody. He has codes to give you to do to have the alien waste, poison waste, and caucus removal for a free add-on for doing the calls. So send Ron an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And put in the subject title 8-hour codes. That's the little subject line. Then he'll know to look out for those. Is there anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
No, that's good.
Okay.
So you all have an extra clearing here that you can do, and it's free. It's $100 normally, so it'll be good for. I think it ends on the 12th of next month. So by all means, send me an email, and I'll send you those codes. So that will augment your clearing and get rid of some more of these alien life forms. Remember that poison is pretty strong. So is the waste products. And if you're on the call, you know that we're releasing these also. And the dead carcasses are quite something. So let's do dead carcasses here. So we'll do everybody listening here. So the dead carcasses will go to the throat energy here. And concentrate on your throat. I'll release those. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I think I heard a beep there. So whoever's online, I just would like to have one fast question if we could have one. So who's there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Okay, so we
Hi,
need a question, Larry, that's very simple and to the point for the listeners here.
My only question was about the Mind Matrix barcode. Is that necessary for ascension?
Mind Matrix barcode. That will get you out of that situation. Remember, they connect you also in the mind energy. I would say that would be correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so that would be a good one to do to start to clear away the mind connection to you, okay? And that may also help somewhat, for the robotics that may be connected to you also. So remember, we have a robotic clearing online, and the robotic clearing is the way that the aliens connect to you through your mind and through your body to physically control you. And all these things come forth, in a sense, through the mind matrix energy. So I would say that would help you so you're not connected to mass consciousness.
Okay.
I can do a sample here.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah. I won't do the mind one because that's too hard to do. That's why it's online. But what we'll do is a sample of the robotic clearing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you ready, Larry?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so we're going to do a robotic clearing. And we'll do it for our feet. So everybody, you may want to take your shoes off, wiggle your toes a little bit, and we'll go up to our waist with this here. So here we go. We're going to work with our toes. Do that first here, that's the furthest part away. And we're going to take away the robotic energy. Now this is physical energy that we're dealing with. The robotics also works with the mind, but we'll do physical robotics. So here we go. Toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll go up to our feet, our whole foot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's go to our ankles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Go up to our calves here. One, two, three. I'm yawning. Wow. I don't know if anybody has any, like, problems with that, with casts, maybe varicose veins or something, or just problems. Remember, this is how the aliens want you to maybe walk or control your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Go to our knees. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and going up our thighs to our hips here. What's they call it? We'll just pelvis area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry. Hope that helps you. I'm sure it's helping everybody out there. So get up, everybody. Walk around. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your body a little bit, your knees. You know, walk for like a minute to see how you're feeling. Because you may feel completely different with this program taken off of your body. Remember, they control your body and body movements. They also control the thoughts inside of your head. That could be robotic programming too. Doing certain things that you say all the time. So a given trait of the people have, you know. Much like, I remember a long time ago, one of my friends said that his mother used to be a switchboard operator. That's in the old days. And instead of saying number please, what she said she would say was piece of cheese. And people thought that she was always saying number please, but she would say piece of cheese. And so they didn't, they were trained to hear number please, but when she, when she heard piece of cheese, then they thought it was the same thing because they were programmed to hear number please. So what was being told to them through selective hearing, you see, was number please. Food for thought there, everybody. So back to you, Carrie, and thank you for calling, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. Okay, Pauline has a question. She's saying, can you timeline crash 12-12-2010? So December the 12th, 2010 group gatherings. I think today's the 13th, isn't it? So that's yesterday.
I would say probably not. That would be too hard on me. So there's a lot of energy there. I would say no. For yourself, yes. If you're dealing with that energy, but mainly the timeline crashing is not for events like that. It's something, not a worldwide event, okay? It's an event that you might go to, or it's a situation. So the timeline crashings are just for your emotions, basically, okay? I put in your car and your house in there to help you out, but, the emotions that you're having. Now, let's say that you read about that event and you got upset. You could, do a timeline crash of you being upset about it.
Right.
But don't put in anything like that because it's not designed for that. It's only designed for your emotional situations. So if you're not even attached to that event, then it wouldn't do you any good. Now, if you went to the event and somebody pushed your buttons on that and you had an emotional response, by what they were saying, then you can put the emotional response in, but not the event. Remember, the timeline crashes are for your emotions, okay, which is how the dark side grabs you. So you want to get rid of that controlling energy of how they're hanging on to you, grabbing you. This is why it's for emotions. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Amy is asking, why does it seem like flat clouds bring in their own timeline?
Well, that's because that's what they're doing. I guess the answer is in the question there.
Okay.
So that's, you hit it right on the head there. So yes, that's what's happening, is that these aliens are using the clouds, and the clouds that they're using, is them up there. You could wave to them, but they may not wave back to you, but they do recognize that you're there. And the flat bottom clouds, have been here more recently, probably, you know, since the 60s. Before then, we had normal clouds. And you do see normal clouds off and on, but typically that's what you're looking at almost all the time. Are the aliens just above your head? And how high are the clouds? You know, flying in an airplane, I would think that they're below 30,000 feet. So that's pretty close, you know. You can't necessarily throw a stone at them, but, you know, they can hit you with their lasers because they have warfare items on there and guns, et cetera, mind control items to give projections to you. So, yes, that's where they are. So, yes, they do appear as flat-bottom clouds, and they can harm you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I was in a plane the other day on Friday landing back here in L.A., and there was a really strange cloud. There weren't that many clouds in the sky, but there was one that, you know, when you see exposed rock and you can see the different strata, the different layers, and they're sort of even, let's say, you know, an inch and a half, and then there's another one, and they're completely straight. It was like a chunk of that taken out, but in a cloud. So it wasn't the usual ship shape clouds. It was, but there must have been about 12 layers to this thing, and it was even layers all the way up. And it wasn't a square cloud, but it was like a rounded edged square. It was really strange. I haven't seen one like that before. And I was looking at it from the plane. We were at about the same level, and I was looking at it wondering, what on earth are you? And then all of a sudden the plane starts tossing around a bit, you know, like it hit turbulence, and I looked at this cloud. I said, okay, that's enough. I know you're there. And then the plane was calm again. It was really, really weird.
Yeah.
So it was a strange-looking one. Anyway, so that's my cloud story for the day.
Yeah. We got them on the website, too, on the bottom left of the website, under, I think, photos, if you want to look at the cloud.
Yeah.
That are up there during a timeline crash. You know, it's quite interesting to look at because you go, wow, I've never seen clouds like this before. And they're like shattered glass, kind of much like if you saw a car windshield, we'll say, that got hit by a baseball bat. And you know how the glass kind of cracks. And that's kind of how the clouds looked. So they got shattered. Remember, if you do that clearing, not only helping yourself, you're helping everybody else who's on that same timeline as you. So this is so nice to be proactive to help other people because that timeline is being taken down. It's just one less one for you to be on, to be manipulated by the alien. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Pauline is asking if you would explain the difference between the mental barcode and the mind matrix barcode. She says, I did the mental barcode before I did the mind matrix.
The mental may have been a mental clearing, where the mind matrix barcode, or the mind matrix one, is going to be what they imprint you with to connect you to the alien. So we have a mental clearing, that's what I think you're saying, and then the mind matrix, which is, you know, the barcode. So
the mental, you're saying, is probably the invisible body, the mental body.
Yeah, it'd be the invisible body versus the connection to you as a whole, to the consciousness of the darkness, which is the collective consciousness, universal mind, or whatever you want to call it. Imagine the New Age people have many terms for that. You could even call it God energy. People think that if, you know, universal mind is God energy, the mind of God. Which it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mind of Source, but the mind of God or thousands of gods,
right,
controlling your mind. And they're also being controlled by the gods above them. That's why we have here known as a spiritual hierarchy. So since we're talking about spiritual hierarchy, let's do a timeline crash. That sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
So one that isn't talked about too much, and I'll do this one here. We'll do the Great White Brotherhood. Did that on a show maybe a week or so ago, and people really felt this energy. So what else could the darkness say? Great White Brotherhood. That sounds wonderful. So I'm sure people that think that that's a good thing, they will feel it now. Here we go. And why isn't it called sisterhood? But it's always brotherhood, you know. Here we go.
You guys rule.
Yeah. Here we go. Timeline crash. Great White Brotherhood. Just see if you're on it, everybody. If you don't feel anything, you're not on it. If you feel yourself rocking and rolling, man, they got you. Here we go. And then you might want to go also into the alien attack page and type that name in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, my stomach. 4, 5, 6, 7. Somebody's out there on it. 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm yawning.
I'm yawning too.
Oh, man, they love you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In fact, they're going to love you to death. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right, let's go back. There was one other thing that we were going to talk about today. Oh, yes, the difference between the timeline crashing clearing and then the all-parallel life clearing. There have been some people who have had questions about that and a little bit confused about the difference between the two, why we would need to do both. So obviously on the timelines is where we all live out our parallel lives. But the all-parallel life clearing is a little bit different. So do you want to describe that one, Ron?
Yeah, the all-parallel life one is where you can enter in one of your whole lifetime clearings that you've had in the past. Remember, the whole lifetime clearings is exactly what it is. It's for this whole lifetime, okay, which does not include your parallel lives. So you're able now to upgrade that clearing, we'll say, and go to many, many other areas by doing the all-parallel lifetime clearing. That's what it's called, I believe. So that's what's so wonderful about that. And it's one cost, one charge, $100 for as many clearings that you'd like to do on that. So it works with all the clearings that you've had, online, we'll say, or with me in person. Just type in that clearing on there. And it will go through and make it much more complete because it's going into the parallel lifetimes that you're on, whereas the whole lifetime clearing is for this timeline right here that you're on now, not the parallel ones. Okay, remember, when you're born into this timeline, okay? And then you live your life in this timeline. But the parallel lifetimes, you don't know anything about. So you're able to take that clearing, which is a, timeline clearing that will go into the clearings that you've had either from me or on the website. Just type it in there, and it's great. So it looks like Tom said, head shaking, feel really weird. Yeah, so that means that for somehow they connected to you, the Great White Brotherhood. You may not have even known about them, or maybe you did know about them and you did some clearings with them. Remember, Great White sounds wonderful, you know, Great White Brotherhood. I mean, how much higher spiritually can you make word sound, you know? That sounds wonderful, you know? That's almost as good as the mind of God. And so the Great White Brotherhood is, people even use that. They call upon the Great White Brotherhood for the MAP system, medical assistance something. I don't know what the P stands for, but they call it the MAP system or MAP healing. So you call upon the Great White Brotherhood for this group of, by their information, it would probably be angels to come to you. ET groups in my, you know, the way I would say it. So you're calling upon the aliens to come to you to do some healing work on you to probably replace your physical light-created body parts with cloned body parts, that would never resonate too light, and your body may always feel like some body part is alien to you if you're really, really conscious, just like having, you know, something put into your body that, you know, like a screw or something, if you had to have a brace internally put on you, you know, titanium or something. So this is what they do. They actually put into you non-light body parts, and it can work. This is part of the robotics that they give you. And maybe they're checking it out for other people to see if, you know, what you asked for on this clearing from the medical assistants might be practitioners, I'm guessing. So you call upon them to be experimented with. So anyway, that's one thing out there. I'm sure somebody's hearing this call who is aligned with the Great White Brotherhood or some of the other alien UFO groups. They probably won't like what I'm saying, but see how you feel. Go on the website and clean it. In fact, if you belong to an organization that deals with UFO stuff and you think that I'm stepping on their toes, which sometimes happens, by all means, go to the Darkness of Light clearing. What that's going to do is take out the aliens that are in these people and bring in light. It won't harm anything. It'll just bring more light into them. And so this is what it's so nice about this. You get rid of the darkness out of organizations, too. So there's other clearings online that can do that, but this is what the clearings are all about, is to get rid of darkness off of this planet, which are aliens, so you can be in more light energy of your spirit and have your spirit more with you in your body. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. There's a new free clearing up on the website that I think just went up today or maybe yesterday, a loneliness clearing. Over on the left there with the in the drop-down box with the other free clearings near the overwhelm. I think it might be next to the overwhelm, being overwhelmed clearing. So that one is up. So if you're feeling lonely, go do that one. That will help you. Let's see. Yeah, with the holidays coming up, that might be good if you're not spending it with people that you want to spend it with. That might be a good one to do. For anyone in that situation or any other situation that you have coming up. Or if you lose somebody, if somebody has died and you're missing them a lot, that would also probably be a good one to do, the loneliness clearing. So let's have a look. I guess Andrew here, after the robotic feet clearing, is saying he feels like he needs to learn to walk again. So I guess that was good. Andrew, that must have taken some good stuff off you. My face still feels strange from that moon one, Ron. What would be the online one if we're feeling the effects of that?
Okay, that let's see here.
I'm trying to remember the name of the clearing that would be for according to planets.
Yeah, that would be one. I'd also go on and do the planetary clearing. That gets rid of a lot of clearings there, a lot of cordings. Of stars, planets, asteroids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And probably also the natal, your natal chart, because we're all corded to that in our horoscope.
Yep, that's correct, yeah. I'll do that clearing again to try to release some energy from people.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So here we go. Interesting. What was one of those songs? Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The whole thing's dark side, huh?
Yeah, really.
So anyway, here we go. Moon energy. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Could give a little pun here. They're giving you the moon, you know. But here we go. One, two. Moon's mooning you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy, this is heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Well, there we go. Let's just let that settle in a little bit here. And see what's cooking here. Man, pretty heavy.
Yeah, I'm really feeling it in on the inside of my mouth and the cheek, my cheek flesh too. I'm thinking of how a fish must feel when they're caught on the end of a fishing line. You know, the hook goes in their mouth, kind of like that. Ugh. Yeah, so Nima about the Great White Brotherhood is saying, he's breaking the words up here, great, the grr eat you, and...
grr eat you, oh boy, that sounds like...
Not quite sure how to pronounce that, but it, I think we know what that means.
Grr eat you.
And brother brought here, yes, brought you here to eat you, lovely, very true.
Brought here, yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Bro, yeah, brought, yep. Brought here to eat you. Yeah, remember the movie District 9? Those aliens loved cat food with the word cat on the can, okay?
Yeah.
Didn't say that it's, you know, something else in the can. It was cat food, just like you go out and you get a can of beans. What's in that? Not buying anything else but beans in that can, or you buy a can of coffee, it's coffee in it. Well... they had a can that said cat food. Like I say, what's going to happen with their sequel? They're going to have another one because, you know, they said they're coming back in 3 years.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I don't know if that's going to be in the year 2012 or not, but I would imagine they're still making it. These aliens did leave the planet, so they'd be back in 3 years to save that one human, I guess, that was there that also became a hybrid, you know, part alien. And what are they going to have in those cans?
Don't want to think about it.
That was an H, and it starts HU something, you know?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Cheery stuff.
Yep, scary stuff, yeah.
So Holly is saying that she's seeing a lot of different bodies shaking over the top of her. What is that? A lot of bright colors. And are they stolen bodies in time shaking, she's asking. So this must she must be writing this in response to the Great White Brotherhood timeline crash. Maybe you can comment on that, Ron.
Yeah, it's possible that you are actually seeing yourself getting returned here. Remember, you're still on that timeline. That timeline is still activating, okay? It feels like it'll be on for about 20 minutes.
Oh,
so
God.
You may be feeling, sensing yourself getting bounced back and forth, and the light that you're seeing is yourself. Coming back to yourself. So you're probably seeing yourself on the roller coaster ride as you get returned back into your body. The shaking could be just the timeline being disintegrated, and then the aliens grab you to another timeline, and then you get bounced back into another one. But when you're done with that timeline, remember the light ship goes after the timeline too as they abduct you onto one typically, okay? So it does more than one timeline at once. And this is kind of how it works. But basically, once the timeline is crashed, to keep it very simple, you're brought back here as much as they can find you, the pieces of you, and you're back here in your body. So there's more to it, but, you know, what they can do to you is take you off on a tangent timeline, and then you're in the Beyondo, even worse. And then they can disconnect that timeline. So now you're like floating out in space. Remember the movie 2001 Space Odyssey at the end, and the computer, the mind energy of the ship Hell, you know, I guess maybe cut the life cord to the guy, you know, and he's out there now in the Beyondo with his little space suit on, drifting out away from that spaceship. So that's also a possibility.
Talk about a lonely feeling.
Yeah, and if you feel that way, people do that loneliness clearing.
I get quite juddery and shaky on the when you do them on the show like that. I jerk around a little bit. Usually I feel kind of juddery right now. There's a line on the timeline crashing clearing about intersecting timelines. So that's what that's clearing up, isn't it, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So Ma is asking, aren't we all lonely, no soulmate? So that brings up the issue of...
Then you want to do the 4-in-1 clearing to know who your soulmate is, to get connected to it as far as energetic, you know. Thank you, Tom. He said canned beans or human beans. That's good. Oh, man. Thank you, Tom. That's great. So he goes, aliens eat both, I guess. Oh, geez.
Ew.
One's a chaser, huh?
Appetizer.
Okay, everybody. Boy, this has been a great show. A lot of comments on the fast chat. We can't get all of them. Throat two, my lower lip is shaking. So, yeah, that's just the timeline crashing. This timeline crashing program is so important to do. And just think how many people you're helping when you get on that. And this could also get rid of some of your soul contracts, too. Maybe your couple of people in your soul family are on there causing you harm, doing things to you. So you get them off that timeline, too. So you might get rid of some of your spiritual contracts, you know, by doing that. So anyway, it does a lot, probably more than I can even talk about. But, you know, it's $20 for a week, and it's $60 for the month. I'm having to get some special codes made for people who got on it early, so I haven't sent them out yet. So please just email me something. I know Pauline sent something, but I'm still trying to get the webmasters. I got to get that information here. So anyway, I haven't forgot you people. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and... have our conference call coming up here, so we'll see you later. So thank you, Carrie.
This has
been a very interesting
Ron.
Show tonight, very awakening for probably all of us here.
Good, good. Thanks for all the clearings, Ron.
Okay, our next program will be Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, and we have our intensive this coming Sunday. We have two more to go, so if you want to get on those, please do so. We'll get rid of the alien life forms that's living in you, creeping in you, taking your energy, and causing you physical harm. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.